it was a scary time. A lot of the protests were going on at that time. Some of the protests were occurring at Virginia Tech during those years.
When Leslie Gregg's father went off to war, her mother and siblings were left to care for their Blacksburg farm. Hungry for news, they were glued to the TV and gathered together every time a letter from him arrived.
You know, we didn't have the internet, didn't have the cell phones or the texting, so you would send letters to them, which would take days and days, and hopefully it would get to them, and then you hoped you would get something in return.
Virginia Tech history professor Jessica Taylor runs the Montgomery County Oral History Project.
For Leslie's family, the letters that they read together were a way for them to bond as a family, which is really beautiful. And you'll notice that Leslie's family actually save those letters. So when you go into someone's attic and you find some letters, know that they were saved for a reason. Part of the reason is that they were all that that family had of that person while they were away at war.
And Taylor says those protests at Virginia Tech and on TV highlight how public expression has evolved since the 60s.
We live in a time period where there are a lot of protests about a lot of different things, and it's very much a part of our social media experience and just our experience, you know, out in the world today. Blacksburg changed in that moment. The political climate in Blacksburg changed at the exact moment that she's trying to adapt to her father being away.